We would like to speak to you a moment about understanding the power of your own support. You are in a world where, as you may have discussed earlier, the dark and the light are becoming more apparent. One of the great things that you can do in a time like this is literally look for the light. Wherever you are, in whatever situation you are, look for the place where the energy is light, and then move to it and support it. And you can do that in several ways. We will mention two of them at least, and that is when you are in a line or in a queue somewhere, and you see someone holding a good energy, send them light. Send them light as a support for what they are doing. And lift. It helps to lift them up. And this is not the same thing as looking and seeing someone in pain and sending light there. That also is a good thing because you are picking that person up. But recognizing someone who is holding for the light, whether they think of it that way or not, and sending them more, that is a great way to, how shall we say it, to redeem the time that we are in. Because the time that we are in needs redeeming, and we are the ones to do it. This is especially good if you are in touch with young people or children and you can see their struggle, if you can find the one thing to say or the energy to send, then you are doing a great service. And it is not obvious, it may not be seen by anyone, but that is understood as a very high level of service. When you are doing the service, but you may be the only one, you and the universe are the only ones who know. So be sure you allow yourself to support light in the world. And then be sure that you are supporting light in yourself. You see, that unfortunate part of the programming that comes from the patriarchy puts you in a state of constant waiting. You have a good thought and you are waiting for someone to understand that thought or compliment that thought or support that thought. And the truth of it is, that needs to be you first. When you have a thought and you realize that it has beauty or truth or love or understanding in it, that is when you say, ah, that is the thought that I am thinking. And that is the thought that brings light into the world I am living in. The thought, simply the fact that I had the thought. So when you stop waiting for there to be validation from outside of you, and you begin to be the great validator in your own life, then not only does your life improve, but the very energy around you improves. And you can feel it improving. And that is a wonderful thing. So much of power is done quietly and is recognized sometimes only by you in the universe. But you will find that recognizing becomes a gift. You are able to do it in yourself, and then you will find that you are able to do it with others as well. And that is a great lifting of the energy in the world that you are living in now. And the world you are living in now can use a lifting of energy. Now many of you, in fact all of you in one way or another, do this instinctually. Where you need the work is when you are doing it for yourself. The waiting that you have been taught is a companion to the not enough that you have been taught. And we want you to be aware of this. That when you are saying, if this thought was really good, someone outside of me would recognize it, would acknowledge it, and would lift me up because I had it. No, that is an extension of a patriarchal sin. We do not need to support that in our lives. We need to be the ones who are happy with the thought. We need to be the ones who recognize the impulse that is good, the action that is good, the desire that is good. And we want to separate out that waiting and that not enoughness so that it's not active in our fields as we walk through our day. We want to acknowledge the humanity here because we certainly are in the human condition, and it is human to want to be seen and heard and acknowledged, but that must be a secondary thing to want. The primary thing to want is the need to recognize you, to see you, to see the light in you, and to support you in what you're doing, and to support your courage and your strength, and acknowledge what a great thing that is, that you are using that. But we do want you to notice once again the link between waiting and not enough, as though recognition outside of you would make you enough. We believe by now you all know better than that. You have all at one time or another been acknowledged by someone outside of you, and it did absolutely nothing for you, and very often was not true, which leaves you deflated and hurting. But it is that pain is only to tell you that is not a true thing. Waiting and you are not enough. No, this does not belong in your life. This acknowledgement of who you are, what you are, and what you are doing must live in you. Now, when you begin to do that, the universe, of course, will join you. There is a wonderful phrase. It is called living in the smile of the universe. When you know who you are and love who you are, that is the joy of the universe. So we are going to be aiming our lives so that we are living in the smile of the universe. So, in this teaching of light, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel love all around you. Breathe in love. Exhale fear. Feel a warm rainfall and let the rain wash away the weak. wash away the world. Wash away your cares. Feel them falling away from your body. Feel the golden light of the universe above your head and open your crown to receive it. Feel it flow into your body. Open your crown. Feel it flow into your third eye and clear that third eye of any doubts or fears you might have about your own power and the power to know. Feel the golden light flow into your throat and let the golden light displace any communication that would make you not enough. Any communication that would take away from you the beauty and the power of who you really are. Feel the flow of golden light into your heart center. And let the golden light nourish your garden. Bring life and growth to all of the places that are asking you to acknowledge them and to make them real in your life. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the solar plexus. And let the energy displace any of the emotion that might have caught in your body. Any of the emotions that are not serving you, let them move away from your body. And feel the golden light flow down through your body into the second center. And feel the golden light displace any judgment or shame that might be operating in your life against yourself or anyone else. Let it go. Feel it leave. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into your root. And feel the golden light begin to move around the energy in your root. The energy you will use to create, to expand. To grow. To create. And let that golden light spread throughout your body. And let it heal. Let it heal your thoughts, your emotions, your spirit. Move your attention into your heart center and look at the beautiful garden that you have created. Know your own power in this creation and your own beauty. The beauty that you are and the beauty that you love. And see that there is a path that illuminates. And you walk to the path. And the path takes you and begins to move you upward. Know that the air is full of all the things that bless your life, that make your life good and strong and loving. Move upward on the path. Until you come to the place of expansion. Feel the energy in this place moving in you, making your energy larger, helping your energy grow. And see if there is a symbol here for you. If there is, take it with you. Come to the path again and let it move you upward. And in the next place, see that there is a mirror. Pull yourself in front of the mirror without fear, without judgment, and see the light that fills you, that shines in you. Let that light show you all that you are. And let yourself love that light. Now move back to the path and move yourself upward to the place of the gift. And resting the mind, know the gift. When you've known the gift, begin to turn and come back down the path again, being very aware of everything that blesses you on this path. Gifts that fill your energy. That acknowledge the truth of your own strength and beauty. Come to your heart center again and see that your garden has grown and is illuminated and honors you. Begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.